Pelé coming home for the very last time, to the football ground where he made his name as a 16-year-old, the small Villa Belmiro stadium where he turned the Santos team into a global force and himself into Jorge, the king. A mark of his royal status, the elite military unit which usually guards the president, assigned to watch over his coffin. And then the mourners came, thousands filing past to pay their last respects. Pelé had been omnipresent in Brazil for so long, it was hard for some to comprehend that he was gone.
By the time I passed his coffin, I felt like crying because I know that this is the last time.
It's hard to overstate the importance of Pelé to a country in which the government once declared him legally a national treasure. His was the dream, rising from a childhood shining shoes to being the embodiment of Brazil's hope and joy at a time darkened by a military dictatorship. Abroad too, he was feted and idolised as someone who made the difficult look easy and football fun.
The first picture I had on the wall in my bedroom was Pelé, and he was the representation and the inspiration of the best and the most beautiful you have in football. So for me, it was always my idol from very, very early age.
Outside of the stadium, the queue to file past the coffin snaked back on itself again and again. The atmosphere was celebratory, not sad. After all, Pelé was 82 and had struggled with cancer for a long time. At the Lanchonetes, local bars around the ground, everyone seemed to have a story about how they'd seen him or met him. Audrey Chavez told us she was his nutritionist in his final year.
Once a month, I'd take his measurements, what he would eat if he was well. What a real honour, right? I could have never imagined it.
Like so many here, even though his last game was 45 years ago, the videos of many of his exploits grainy, the stories and the memories have been passed on, young as well as old, turning out to say goodbye.
The sun's setting now in the Villa Belmiro Stadium, the last sunset that its most famous son is going to see in this place. People are still filing past his coffin to pay their last respects.
Current Santos players arrived as twilight fell, a silent question echoing into the dusk as they left. Is there another Pelé out there? Will there ever be? John Holman, Al Jazeera, Santos.